brought to you by Oklahoma Men's Clinic, the leader in men's health and sexual wellness.
Rick and Brad on the
Cat. A bunch of bars and restaurants are making people show their vaccine cards, as you've heard, in order to get in any place with a bunch of people. Now there are digital versions on your phone with a QR code that they can scan, which I think this is not a bad idea. One guy in Italy actually tattooed a QR code on himself so that they could scan.
This is all overseas. We don't have that here, which is irritating.
Yeah.
But this, I had this story in my stack of stuff to talk about today, too. This is one of the dumbest stories that I've heard all day. Like, this guy, remember back in the early days, like 6 months ago when we all first started getting vaccinated? And people go, no, what you need to do is take your vaccine card and go get it laminated. Kinko's will laminate it for you for free.
Right, guess what,
genius? Now we got to go get a booster, and you're going to have to find a new card. They're going to have to make you a new card because you laminated your other one, and they can't write the third dose on it.
Yeah, just do it in Sharpie.
Well, they can.
Get that laminated.
Yeah.
Do it in wax pencil.
Yeah, you're right. Grease pencil. Yeah, you could do that. But the tattoo QR code still works because it just connects to, you just put the new digital version.
Yeah, I know that it works now, but who knows if that's going to, like, it's very potentially in flux that could change to something else. And then all of a sudden you've got this tattoo. Then what are you going to do?
No, the QR code is what you tattoo. That goes to anything.
Right, it does.
Go wherever.
Yeah, to that.
It used to be a UPC code. Now, how about if you had vaccinated, you had tattooed a UPC code on your back 20 years ago.
The problem I see with the QR code is that website that pops up, you know, hosts the QR code destination, just all of a sudden goes out of business.
It's so aggravating now when I'll try and use the thing on my iPhone for the QR code, and it's like, do you want to do this, or do you want to download this? And I'm like, no, I just want to see the menu. Just pop it up for me. I don't want to download an app. I don't want
to. You should be able to
join the mailing list. I don't want your notifications. Hey, by the way, just blanket statement to all media outlets everywhere. I don't want your updates from Springfield, Missouri, when I'm trying to read one story about somebody that got lost in the woods. I don't need to know every update from KDHA Channel 7.
Yeah. Now, why are you getting those?
If you go to a website to read a story, you have to opt out every time of their updates. I don't want them.
No.
I don't want them here.
Or accepting.
And I live here.
Oh!
Or accepting the
website. Knock him out, John.
Accepting website cookies is the other thing that's the same.
Oh, I know.
Frustration.
I love cookies.
Just opt me in the way that it used to be. Because we've been opting in all along. We just didn't have to click the button.
Right.
Right.
I mean, I don't want you to track me, but you're going to track me anyway. And what happens if I say no? I don't get to look at the website?
You can't see the content, I guess, yeah. So, yeah.
But that thing where you got to opt out of the notifications drives me crazy.
Right. So dumb.
Yeah.
I'm just reading one story.
Yeah.
Fella?
Yeah. Can you give me a free story without having to do any opting?
Yeah, what happened to, like, I can read 5 stories a month for free.
Oh, you know the one that drives me crazy?
Having to pay for some.
This is the one. I'll tell you the workaround to that. Now they're curating your news for you, but Apple News, because you have to pay for it, and it's not that much. It's like $9 a month, and any story that's on there, you get access to the story with the link. Whereas if you're using Google News, half the time you'll switch over and it won't let you do it.
Yeah.
Now the move is this. I don't remember which one it is, but there's one sports website that I follow links to stories from on occasion, and you'll read the story, like it'll be there. The text of the story is there. And then you scroll down, and after you reach a certain point, bang, it just cuts off and goes, if you want to continue reading this story.
That makes me nuts.
Oh, you MF.
That's how they get you.
All I want to know is who the top 3 agents are in the NBA this upcoming season.
Trying to get my fantasy league right, damn it.
Oh, man.
Just ask Siri. She'll find you a workaround really quick. Who are the top 3 agents? Sorry, you have to opt in for those.
What?
What?
Yeah, but that Apple News thing is great.
I think it's like, don't they have a plan where if you pay, like they have a bundle plan for the music and TV?
Yeah,
and
that's
news
what I do. It's like $30 and you get Apple TV, news, games, music, like all of it. And you can add like 5 family members.
$30 a month?
What about
30? But it's all of it. Everything alone is $10.
You're paying $15 for Apple TV.
I guess.
Apple TV Plus, I pay $9 for Apple News, and then you're going to pay another if you want that other. See, I don't want that other stuff.
It's actually a good deal.
This whole cable cutting business is getting ridiculous.
But I'm telling you, the thing that I love about the Apple News thing is if they curate a story in, you click on it, you can read the story. Yeah. Unlike the other ones where it's like either you have one remaining story this month to read for free, or so you get nada and you got to sign up individually to each one. Because I don't want to subscribe to the Boston Herald and the Washington Post and every newspaper on the planet. I just want to be able to read the highlights. And I don't mind giving you a little something, but somebody needs to. And Apple jumped in and did that, which I appreciate.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. We can curate it right here.
Where did we even start with this? I forgot where the original.
Well, it's all the tattoo and
the QR
stuff,
code.
The QR code.
Yeah, the QR
and
code
everything.
Thing, which is just, you know, I ain't going to do it.
Put a QR code, Brad, on your shoulder.
I'll put it on my phone.
And then they can just take a picture and it'll go straight to your data.
I'll put it on my phone, and then if it needs to be updated, it'll get updated later, and it's no worse for the wear.
We're going to have too many QR codes on our shoulders now. Now, this one's my vaccine.
That's
my point.
You know how you got to rifle through your wallet to get the right credit card? All of a sudden, you're like, well, now, wait a minute. That one right there I believe that's my Best Buy reward zone. That right there is my AMC Stubbs.
Pictures of my fishing trip.
Let's see here now. I believe. Try this one right here.
Yeah.
God.
This is my punch card for on the border.
And this is my Southwest boarding pass right here. Now, that was from that trip I took to Vegas a couple of months ago. So that one, I don't know.
Did I ever tell you about that?
Oh, man.
Rick and Brad on Rock 100.5, The Cat. Rick and Brad's wake up, stand up moment.
They were always having company coming over. You know, that was the big thing. We're having company tonight. So stay out of the bathroom. Stay out of that bathroom. We've got company coming over. Where are we supposed to go? I don't care. Just regulate yourself. Wait till they leave. Thanksgiving was another big day when we were kids. You know, we had the big turkey every year. Last year, the turkey weighed 185 pounds. It had a tattoo. Riding around the front lawn on a Harley. Took my sister hostage for 24 hours. My Uncle Zeke actually had to put on his flame-retardant pilgrim suit and subdue him with a flamethrower. He was always dressing up for Thanksgiving. One year, he dressed up as a butterball turkey, and my Aunt Rose couldn't stop talking about it. Oh, my God, look at Zeke dressing up like a butterball turkey. I can't believe it. Look at him sitting in that roasting pan wearing go-go boots, pouring gravy on his torso with a big old ladle. He's gonna get arrested for public self-basting, just like he did last year. Look where he's got the thermometer.
Rick and Brad Radio on Rock 100.5, The Cat.
It is a Rick and Brad Health Minute. Ladies, this one's for you. Kron.
Oh, yeah.
You're a chick. Great. You get it. Listen up.
You're a girl.
This is just for you.
Okay, team, let's talk about why we shouldn't pee in the shower. There's two things I want to focus on here. There's the overall bladder fitness perspective and the pelvic floor perspective. You guys know the whole Pavlov's dog.
Kron, are you paying attention?
I was out on pelvic floor.
Well, yeah, you just don't pee in the shower. Is what
I think I was out on okay
here.
Team.
If you need a second to get a notebook and a pencil so you can take notes here, I can pause for a second.
I think I'm good.
Okay, all right, here we go.
Experiment, right? Rings the bell every time he puts food out for the dog, so eventually the dog starts to associate the bell and he starts to slobber even if there's no food there. If you pee in the shower or turn on the faucet or turn on the shower and then sit in the toilet to pee while the water's running, you're creating an association in your brain between the sound of running water and having to pee. We combo that with pelvic floor dysfunction either now or down the line, then that's going to potentially lead to some leak issues when you hear running water outside of the shower. Unfortunately, those of us that were assigned female at birth and have that anatomy, we're not designed to pee standing up. Even in this Captain Morgan pose, your pelvic floor isn't going to relax appropriately, which means that we're not really going to be emptying our bladder super well. So try to pee before you even ever turn on the shower water, and if you get the urge while you're in the shower, try to ignore it.
There's so much going on there, but I think the most interesting thing that I heard was ladies doing the Captain Morgan pose so they can pee in the shower.
Right.
What are the odds?
What is that?
It's the one knee up. Yeah. Like, he's got one knee up on a barrel, I think, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that?
On a barrel laying on its side.
It's almost like, almost like a three-point stand. Not a three-point. What's the one where you're down and you got your the forearm on your thigh? You know what I'm talking about? Like a linebacker
pose? Yeah, that's
three.
I mean, if you, yeah. Yeah, it's three.
Well, three is you got the you got one hand down, and Captain Morgan doesn't have the hand down. That'd be the New England Patriot pose.
Gotcha.
But Captain Morgan, I had no idea, ladies. I didn't know you had to go to that much effort to be in the shower.
Why? Does it run down the leg if you don't do that pose?
I'm more shocked that there's a chance at sudden leakage when you just hear water running like that.
Yeah,
I didn't know
that
that's
doesn't
a thing.
Seem right to me.
Hey, Pavlov's dog, baby.
Doesn't seem right, or I mean, you. It's either a yes or no. I don't know about how it seems.
No, I don't.
Does
think
that
that's
actually
right.
happen?
Ryan, give me a sound effect of a running water right now, quick. Let's see if Crown pees a little. let's put this to the test. Well, ladies, there you go. Doing what we can to make your health a priority. When is Women's Health Month? Is it like truck month? Is it pretty much every month of the year? Just whenever we decide that we're going to run some commercials for it?
May.
Okay. Yeah, well, we just missed it.
May is
when. But, you know, I mean, listen, that's important enough information that we can't sit on that or do the Captain Morgan stance on that until next May. We need to get that
every
out
year.
There.
Yes. Every month should be Women's
Health
Month.
Exactly. Thank you, Ray.
Yeah. Rick and Brad on Rock 100.5, The Cat.
All right. Question. Well, let me ask you this. What's something that you wish you would have learned or been taught in high school? Is there anything that you feel like you're missing? Because there's this big survey out that tells the results.
Well, I mean, there's a bunch of stuff. I mean, the one that everybody talks about is how to manage your money, like how to pay your bills and how to balance your checkbook and, you know, how to budget your money and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I had a class in high school. I can't remember what it was called. It was like a blow-off class that we took.
Mm-hmm.
And it was supposed to teach you some of that stuff, but it really did. Well, it was like, I hesitate to say this because it's demeaning on one hand and it's not exactly accurate. Here's what we thought. I'll put it this way. What we thought when we took the class was it was home ec for guys. And it wasn't. It was like, it was life lessons. It was how do you cook? How do you clean? How do you do laundry? How do you do, I don't remember the name of it, but it had some name. And we thought, oh, that'll be a blow off class. That'll be easy. And it was like, are you kidding me? I got to do all this stuff.
Yeah, we had life ed, but they didn't teach any of the like money management, financial stuff. It was just all.
The only thing I remember from this class that I'm talking about is we cooked lasagna one time. That's the only thing I remember from this class.
That's a good skill.
Yeah, we take that home to mom.
Mine, we
Here
had
you
to
go, mom.
Take care of a doll that cried like a baby.
The girls got dolls, and we had some like fix-it project, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's sexist.
That's pretty sexist,
All right, y'all boys go out there and work on the car.
That tells a lot.
You little ladies line up here to get your dolls.
Yeah.
Are you shocked, though?
Tells a lot about your school, too, though, Laurie. I mean, like, here, y'all are probably going to have one of these pretty soon here now. I know you're freshmen.
I think the guys got them, too, in our school, though.
But listen, there's any number of things that I wish I had learned about. I wish I had learned something about the stock market when I was a kid and understood more how that worked. I wish that...
what a mortgage was and all that.
The nuances of a mortgage and what the different aspects of it are and like, current events. I mean... We had civics class, but literally, we didn't do anything in civics class.
No.
Civics class in my school was the opposite semester of driver's ed. So you had driver's ed one semester, and then the next, whenever your birthday was, you wound up in one semester or the other for driver's ed. And then the other semester, you took a civics class. And it was taught by a coach.
Yep.
And basically, all you did was like played grab ass for an hour.
Yeah. I just wonder what it's going to take to change because everybody wants that. This survey has that info. 83% said yes, financial and money management would have been great. But what is it? I mean, like if you go to the high schools now, they're still teaching the same thing that when we were in high school. I mean, it's same old reading, writing. I mean, math, I guess, is good. That was next in this survey, but only at 18%.
Math.
But I still don't know how I used any of the math that I had.
I didn't need more math classes.
But what about these life skills? Like, Ryan, when you say, what was it, life ed? What was your class?
I think that's a great idea.
Life ed is what they call it.
I mean, when is that going to shift over where we start learning real life application?
I don't know, but because of that
life
class.
Life Hacks 101.
I can make a mean 7-layer dip. That's about it.
Oh, man.
We learned a lot.
Just like the stock market stuff would be great, the financial stuff, all the money management, mortgage. I mean, can you imagine just learning that stuff, or even kids now learning that in high school and coming out? You'd be so ahead of the game and know something about life instead of.
Yeah, if I knew even the
world history,
even the smallest amount about like stock market or investments or 401k, I knew they taught none of us.
I mean, if
stuff.
Somebody had taught me all the different variations on the betting odds and what it means when somebody right. goes off 4-8,
right.
Yeah. Now, or if I got to lay 100 and I'm only going to win 75 back.
Lay like, a honey.
How's that yeah. work?
We had dog racing outside of Altus. We all knew the betting
what
odds.
What was the point spread? How they much learned is that the juice?
Ryan learned it at cockfights on Thursday. Yeah. So he knew all the betting lines.
You're not wrong.
Jeez. The tricky part about learning that is getting them blades on them chickens.
Right now. Terrible.
All right. Well, there you go. So we're just, I guess we got to fumble through life still. It would be nice, though, if the generations coming up going through school would start being taught some of this stuff. And then I go back and look at my teachers. My teachers don't know how to teach you this. I got this right. offensive line coach teaching me stuff.
Even
he knows how to get a tackle to pull, a pulling guard.
I know it's controversial, you know. and it would never happen just because of the nature of our society. Even sex ed, that was like a realistic thing that taught you some things about like understanding
some sort of
certain
reality.
Aspects. I mean, that could be part of the life ed thing, too, but that'll never happen.
We got that. That's called Snapchat.
And then you get the defensive backs coach teaching it, and it's like, right. all right, dude.
We had a video from
and what you want to do is when you feel that first sensation, you need to get ready to pull, all right?
Step right, pull, now pull.
Rick and Brad on Rock 100.5, The Cat.
This didn't take long. OnlyFans has now already reversed their ban on sexual content.
I guess they saw that.
Somebody finally figured out that that's the only reason anybody is on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Why would they think that they could have, like, done that in the first place?
Well, they say that their hand was forced by their financial institutions and people who they do business with said, enough with this. But now they have gone back and said that we've had reassurances that we're okay moving forward.
How does every other porn website collect money?
I guess they do.
Does Brazzers not have a bank? Yeah. Are they trading
in Bitcoin or...
Yeah, I mean, are you taking them a bushel of corn and then they unlock the porn for you for 6 months? I mean, how?
I know.
Other people
it's
are banking
all so
somehow.
Dumb. Yeah, but yeah, their entire business model may not have started out with porn, but that's where it's at.
What would it be if not for porn?
I don't know. So there is a celebrity who tried to go on there and do some sort of like cooking content or whatever, and nobody wants to do that.
I'm not
just like you don't want to see Rachel Dolezal giving you art lessons or whatever she said
I didn't
she
think
was going to be doing.
This many people would pay for porn in this day and age, but they're doing it.
Oh, I think people pay for porn all the time. That's how there's still an industry. I don't get it, but I think that they do.
Yeah, maybe so.
But I'm just telling you, I don't know what OnlyFans would be good for. And listen, I told you back in the pandemic when it was everything I was reading was about OnlyFans. I went and checked it out. Mm-hmm. I don't get it.
Uh-huh.
What is that, Cron?
No, I believe it. I believe you went and checked
that out.
That
sounded very sarcastic.
Which celebrity did you look at?
I didn't. Well, I didn't look at any of them because I wasn't going to pay. You have to pay for each celebrity.
Yeah, there's like a subscription fee, and then most of them sell like their individual posts.
Yeah,
that
no,
makes
I.
Sense.
You know, my correlation was with it is that it's like a strip club where you have to pay a cover charge for every stripper to then pay them to give you a table dance or to tip them.
Yeah.
Everything.
How much did the Catch Me Outside girl make? She made like $1 million.
Crazy amount of money in a day.
Yeah. Well, and then Brad, I sent you this one yesterday that shocked
me. Well,
that's
I was going to bring that up is Andrea Zendejas. We were all Live PD fans. She was the one that had the bun. The El Paso police officer, female police officer, left the police force in El Paso, and she says she's going to go on OnlyFans. Now, does that mean she's going to be posting naked photos on OnlyFans?
See, I saw this story on Reddit, and so I trusted the Reddit commenters to do this work for me, so I didn't have to. And apparently someone subscribed and said that she's not fully nude. There's been a slip-up here and there that she sold pictures of, but it's mostly like guys buying her lingerie and stuff for her to try on and then sell those pictures. It's such a strange,
such a
business model
thing, and
but
here's
it's
this,
working for people.
Like, why? I mean, I get it. It's way less work than being a police officer on the street in El Paso, Texas.
Yeah.
But still, like, is that? I mean, think about it, Cron. You could quit this job, and you could go on OnlyFans and sell your underwear.
No, you, I like, could be like Rachel Dolezal. I just make an Amazon wish list of stuff, and you don't really... They said take some foot pictures or something, which would really creep me out. I wouldn't do that, but hell. If I get everything on my Amazon wish list...
I'll take photos of my feet, and we can say they're yours.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Just shave them up real nice.
I wonder if I'd make more.
I'll go get
less.
A pedicure. I'll shave the top, get the hobbit hair off.
There you go.
And we'll just go to town, man.
Oh,
you're the face,
man.
And I'm the feet.
That's perfect.
That is something that it's totally a woman's game. Because
you think
guys
that's
not are
not going on somewhere?
Of course it's
you
going
think there's
on
not
somewhere.
Catfishing on OnlyFans?
Yeah, of course there is. I bet there's people that are just stealing and reselling photos from other OnlyFans accounts.
Yes.
It's happening, for sure. But I can't believe it went... this south this quickly. I mean, we're only like a week out from them announcing they were going to do no more.
Because everybody revolted and said, we're going to leave the platform. And they knew that somebody else would come in,
yeah,
put up a platform, and offer that ability and go, we don't care. We're just going to be... This is what we are. We're basically going to be a porn website.
But is the appeal of... I'm trying to figure this out. And I don't... This is what blows my mind about why people are spending so much money on this in particular.
We should talk to somebody. Like, if any of our listeners are OnlyFans subscribers, I feel like we should have somebody call in.
Providers, content providers.
Yeah, I think I'd rather
that. But I'm just saying the greater chances are that somebody listening is a subscriber.
All I can figure is it's that girl next door type of thing. This is someone that you may know or have an appeal to on social media, and then they're like, oh, check out my OnlyFans.
One of the things I read, I think it was Vice pictures. Did sort of a deep dive into OnlyFans, which is the thing that really sort of started me having any interest or awareness in it at all, was that it was talking about how no matter what you look like, there's somebody out there that is into your look.
Yeah.
And they were talking about, like, the guys, older guys. There was some kind of, like, niche thing that you would think that would be the last kind of guy that would have any success on that kind of website. And they were talking about that these guys, there's a market for them.
Yeah.
And so they went into saying, no matter what you look like, no matter what your build is, whatever, there's an audience. Now, it might not be a big audience, but there's an audience for it. And I think that what OnlyFans did was put a platform out there that if people are so inclined, they could go out there and find those people.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be making any money doing it. You'd just quit.
Have you ever read the comments on any, like, D-list celebrity social media posts? Like, there are a bunch of creeps out there, so it doesn't surprise me at all.
Oh, listen, if you've got any celebrity stink on you at all,
yeah,
you can get, as evidenced by Cash Me Outside. Like, I don't want to see her. I got no interest in
seeing her. And I think Stormy Daniels was on there. I mean, there's a lot of people that are, you know, see D-list celebrities on there. That's kind of the whole thing.
I think I just had a light bulb.
Octomom was on there, I think.
It's dirty Cameo.
It sort of is.
It is. You can pay them with specific requests.
Yeah. And you send them lingerie and they'll put it on and you take pictures. Yeah.
So that's,
you pay them to do it.
So that's where the tie-in. I think I figured it out. It's dirty Cameo.
Yeah, but you don't have to pay
to get started.
You don't have to pay
to
a cover charge to open the door to ask Gary Busey to wish your friend happy birthday.
But Cameo may start doing that.
Wait, listen,
seen the
if they're smart, they would.
In the business model.
Rick and Brad on Rock 100.5, The Cat.
So we found the audio of Shaq on Jimmy Kimmel. I told this story during Showbiz News about him going on Tinder and having to having to delete because the lady wouldn't believe that he was really Shaq. Somebody called in and said he should have had either the general in his profile photo with him or maybe the little army helmet on that he wears when he sometimes when he does the general commercials. But here is Shaq himself telling the story.
Are you dating? Are you like on Tinder or anything like that? I heard you were on Tinder at one point.
I signed up for Tinder.
You did?
Put in my name.
Uh-huh.
And I tried to make a person meet me, and they didn't believe it was me.
Nobody believed it was you.
I was like, it's me, it's Shaq. First. No, you're not. And you know what she said? Shaq would never be on this. So I had to hit delete. I had to delete my account. She was hot, too. I was like, in 5 minutes, just please just meet me at Starbucks. And be, no. Stranger danger, no.
I mean, maybe Shaq just wants to meet a normal lady. Maybe he doesn't want to be on the celebrity app. Maybe he doesn't want to date some young starlet.
You can tell he's salty about it because he goes, ah, she was hot, too.
Yeah, right.
Still got the red ass.
Well, it's one of the rare times where Shaq gets told no, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
But still.
But if you're Shaq, I could see the appeal of like just trying to meet a normal person.
I don't know, man. You're running the risk of somebody that's like thinking they could get some Shaq money.
Maybe. I think that's always the case, no matter the celebrity status, right?
I don't know. I mean, I don't. Nobody's trying to get my money.
Yeah.
I don't think so. But with Shaq, I would think that that's a possibility. But then you go on the celebrity app where you're less concerned about them trying to get your money, but they're trying to make a name for themselves off of your name. They're trying to piggyback on your career.
Yeah. I can see that.
I mean, if you're Cardi B and nobody knows who you are, I'm saying before she was Cardi B.
Right. When she was just stripper Cardi B.
Whatever she was.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, I could date Shaq and everybody. That'll get me out there. People to know who I am and see me. And then I can promote my career based on that. I'm sure he's put off by that as much as he would be somebody trying to get his money. As evidenced by the fact that he's going on Twitter. Dude set up a Twitter profile.
No.
I mean, Tinder. My bad.
She was hot, too.
Stranger danger.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
We used to follow Chad Johnson, Ocho Cinco.
Yeah.
And he would do that on Twitter. He would tell people, I'm going to this movie at this time.
I'll buy all
Sunday
your tickets.
Sunday night. I'll buy everybody's ticket.
Yeah.
Come meet me.
He used to jump in. What was his deal? I think it was McDonald's he was a huge fan of. That he had a pregame meal, a postgame meal, all this stuff set up. And he wasn't even affiliated with McDonald's at the time. I think he wound up doing some stuff with them. But he did a similar thing where he's like, meet me here at this location. I'll buy everybody's meals.
Yeah.
You know.
So I wish I had the kind of money to be able to do stuff like that. That's how much fun that would be?
Yeah. Or like Shaq does. Every year at the holidays, he'll walk into a random Walmart, pay off all the layaway
stuff. We've
had
those stories of him buying cars for people.
Yeah.
You need a car? I'll buy you a car.
I saw a video on social media. It's probably been a year or two now, but he's got this special shoemaker that has to make all of his shoes because he's got ginormous feet. And apparently some high school kid reached out to him on social media and said, hey, I've got a big foot problem. And so Shaq like flew him and his mom out to his shoemaker guy and whatever shoes he wanted.
Did you read that story? I sent you a story over the weekend about Yu Darvish, the baseball player.
Oh, right. Yeah. That was a great story. Yeah.
And it's buried in a piece on sportsillustrated.com. But a woman reached out to Yu Darvish just to tell him, supposedly. I mean, this is the sad thing about our society now is you have to question whether somebody really just reached out to him to tell him the story. But the woman reached out to tell him that she had taken her son. Her son's a San Diego Padres fan, and the Padres are who Yu Darvish plays for now. And they live in Tennessee. Well, the Padres were playing in Atlanta. And so they drove 3 hours or 4 hours or something like that to Atlanta to take their son, 10-year-old son, to the game. And it got rained out. And Yu Darvish stood in the dugout, stood by the stands at the dugout and signed autographs for a bunch of people because the game was rained out. And he signed this kid's baseball. And so she said, I wrote him a note to tell him this. I wanted to reach out to you and tell you this story because it really made my kid's day. You made him so happy. And she shared that the kid, she said something to the kid about you know, I'm sorry, we'll make it up and we'll come to another game. I'm sorry that the game got rained out. And the kid was like, I'm glad it rained, because if it hadn't rained, I wouldn't have gotten to meet Yu Darvish. And Yu Darvish signed his baseball for him.
Right.
And so she reached out on Twitter to say thank you. All right, here it is. I'll read you some of this. She said, a boy named Landon, who for his, this is a writer that's telling the story, for his 10th birthday was gifted a trip by his grandparents to Truist Park in Atlanta to see the Padres play the Braves. He's a Padres fan. He and his dad made the 3.5-hour trip from Tennessee, where he lives, but the game was postponed due to rain, which would bum any kid out. But one player stood outside to sign autographs in the rain, Yu Darvish. Landon was thrilled when he got a ball signed. He and his dad, wait a minute. I hate these Twitter things where you have to like keep reading the same segment over and over again. Landon's mom is not a baseball fan, but she noticed how happy he was despite the rainout and sent Yu Darvish a message on Instagram. Didn't expect him to write back, but wanted to say thanks for standing in the rain and making her son happy with a signed ball. And then Yu Darvish wrote back the next day, and he said, after signing, someone asked, why were you signing in the rain? And he said, there might be kids who had a promise with their parents to go to a ball game and waited months, so it would be better for them if I saw them and communicated with them. You got to remember, Yu Darvish is Japanese.
Right.
Or Chinese. He's Asian, and I don't think English is his first language. So it would be better for them if I saw them and communicated with them rather than not, because I think that it could create a lasting memory for them. If there really are families like that, if I could even help in the slightest, I'd be happy. Hope you get to the game safely on Wednesday, which was going to be the makeup game. And then the next day he followed up again and said he wanted to know if he could gift Landon and the whole family a trip to Petco Park in San Diego to see the Padres, since the trip to Atlanta got rained out. He offered to pay for the flights, the hotel, and the tickets. So he and his dad accepted, and so he flew the kid and his dad to San Diego to go to the game on
and
him.
Had the time of their lives.
Oh yeah, and
I'm
he
sure.
got there's a picture of him with Yu Darvish in the dugout.
In the dugout,
he got him signed cleats, a glove, and an autographed Fernando Tatis Jr. jersey. Landon said it was the best day of his life. And what a great story!
And it is. And when you sent me that over the weekend, like I know Yu Darvish just because of the name. I don't watch a lot of baseball anymore because I've just sort of. I'm not interested in general. It's kind of lost me. But stories like that make you a fan of anyone from any sport that's willing to use their status or celebrity or you know,
there
whatever
was a story about
people hold them on a pedestal to do awesome stuff like that for fans.
There was a story about Jalen Hurts that came out last year mm-hmm. when he was a rookie with the Eagles. And I don't even remember the details of it, but it was a similar story to that where, like, some kid had some deal, and like the kids kept stealing his lunchbox or something, and so his mom had to have a lunchbox made, or his backpack, and his mom had this backpack embroidered with his name on it, so that it was an Eagles backpack or some. The guy was a super fan of, and I may be completely screwing this up. I'm trying to tell you off the top of my head without having to look it up, but Jalen Hurts like read the story because the mom reached out to him because he was a Jalen Hurts fan or something. And Jalen went out and had his name embroidered onto the backpack that he carries and shared it with the kids so that the kid would not feel like he was the only one. It's just stuff like that makes me really like individual people, even if I don't care. Yu Darvish pitched for the Rangers. I knew of him. I didn't know a whole lot about him. But that story makes me really love the guy. The unfortunate thing is there are people that read that and go, well, how come I didn't get a trip from Yu Darvish?
How can I take advantage of?
Right, exactly. And as opposed to going, you know what? That's really cool. What a stand-up guy to do that for somebody.
Rick and Brad on Rock 100.5, The Cat.
Hello and welcome again to Rick and Brad Theater. We open this morning as two guys are talking.
So, how's it going this year, man? I heard she's going to shoot your own turkey.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. You know how I do it, man. I'm old school. I'm going to shoot my own damn turkey.
Yeah. So how'd it go? Did you get one?
Oh, hell yeah. You should have seen all them people scattering the meat department over at Chris.
Happy.
You think people will be upset with the Crest product placement in Rick and Brad Theater today?
No, I think they'll like it. Okay. Not that we encourage or condone any kind of shooting of turkeys inside.
Right, and we're not selling out. Don't just think, oh, I can go pay some money and be in Rick and Brad Theater. It's just, you know.
But that, to me, is more entertaining than a Bullwinkle float or a Snoopy float.
You're right
float
about
down
that.
The middle
I'm
of
not going to argue
New
that.
York. I'm just saying.
Rick and Brad Radio. If you've ever been out of the country and gone to like a KFC or a McDonald's, you see that they've got weird foreign items on their menu.
Yeah, because they try to like associate with the local culture a little
bit. Well, yeah,
right?
They want to put something on the menu that the people that live there, they're not, yeah. They don't exist in Beijing for us.
Right.
They exist in Beijing so that they Chinese people will go there.
Right. But they still, you can still get you a quarter pounder or a Big Mac, right? And some of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
They always have one or two items. That I can't promise you that okay. It's a quarter pounder.
Okay.
But there's the story out of England about a guy who says he's going to go vegan now because he found what he thinks is a pig nipple in... Pig nipple is a funny word. Pig nipple may be my next band's name. He found a pig nipple in a bacon roll. And a bacon roll, which is just as interesting to me as the pig nipple aspect of this, looks to be an English muffin with ketchup and essentially ham on it. It's not even what we think of as bacon. And it is highly disturbing looking to me.
Yeah, it looks like a Canadian bacon sandwich.
With ketchup on it. Whoa. The ketchup is way more disturbing to me than the pig nipple part of it.
Yeah.
But this guy says, oh, I found this pig nipple, and now I'm going to go vegan. McDonald's says, no, you didn't. There's no way that that is a pig nipple because we use back bacon that comes from the back of the pig, not from the belly of the pig where the nipple would be.
Interesting. I didn't know you could make bacon from the back of a pig.
Yes, dude. You never heard of back bacon?
No.
That's basically Canadian bacon.
Okay.
Is back bacon.
Did not know that.
Some people might call it ham.
Maybe I should have paid attention in 4-H.
The rep said, we use back bacon in all of our bacon rolls, and due to the location that this cut is taken from, we're confident that this customer is mistaken in his claim. But the guy says he was revolted to the point that it's put him off meat, and now he's going to go vegan. This is sort of like Rick's deal with the monkey butts on the banana.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah.
It ain't a monkey butt. There's no way it's a monkey butt. It's a banana. The only association it has with monkeys is that monkeys eat bananas, and yet he won't eat the ends of a banana because he says it looks like a monkey butt.
Yeah, he knocks off about a By third
way,
of each and eats the middle.
This is a grown-ass man.
And eats the middle of the banana. I didn't believe you until I saw him do it in the studio one day.
He throws away half the banana.
Easily half.
I mean, I always say he breaks a third off one end, a third off the other end, and he eats the third in the middle. I'll be a little more generous and say a quarter off each end, and then there's half of it left.
Yeah.
But dude's throwing away lots of banana just because he thinks it looks like a monkey butt.
Did you see the picture of this? Not,
I'm looking
not
at it right
a pig
now.
Nipple?
Yeah.
I don't know what it looks like.
Well, it looks like a pig nipple if you want it to look like a pig nipple.
Yeah, it honestly just looks like the fat in that area of the bacon just blistered as it was being cooked
yes,
or something.
Yes,
but pig nipple.
It's like great.
Pig nipple makes the whole story. If it was anything but pig nipple, I would.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
I wouldn't even be interested in the yeah. story, but because I get to say pig nipple, I felt like we needed to talk about this story. So anyway, McDonald's says no way it's a nipple because it came from the back. So there you go.
I learned something new today.
Could be pig backney.
And
by the way, pig backney, not nearly as fun to say as pig nipple.
No. But this Canadian bacon ketchup sandwich is pretty revolting.
Yeah, again, that's to me the grossest part of the whole thing. But hey, you do you, UK.
Rick and Brad on Rock 100.5, The Cat.
So I'm going to give you the headline, and don't get too excited when you hear the headline, because then I'm going to tell you the details of the story, because this is what happened to me. So the headline is this. Clothing companies now catering to the dad bod look. Okay? So no complaints there.
Fine with
right?
that. Right? Sure.
kind of makes you feel good.
Yeah.
I saw a headline the other day, Rick, that said, is Abercrombie and Fitch cool again? I was like, Abercrombie and Fitch ain't been cool in my world since about 94 when they used to sell right. oversized, cool stuff that I could wear.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I still have all that.
So, according to this report, more and more men's T-shirts are being sized to fit the dad bod. And here's what that means. Up top, about the same as they have been.
Yeah, kind of boxy in the shoulders.
Well, I mean, tighter in the chest and show off your guns, chest and shoulders, okay, or, right. or sleeves, but looser around the waist to make room for a gut. So it's kind of the opposite of a slim fit. But that doesn't right. really do me any good. No. So I guess maybe I don't have a dad bod. I got a grandpa bod. Because yeah. the tight chest and arms, I don't want to wear that. I got no time for that.
They should do yeah. grandpa or granddad bod shirts. Too.
Yeah, they're called Dickies. Yeah. My grandpa's got a whole closet full of them.
Oh, yeah.
old Pappy bod.
Pappy. Coveralls.
Brands like True yeah. Classic Tees are specifically going after the dad bod demographic, marketing their shirts to guys who feel like they're in between sizes, where an extra large is too baggy up top, but a large is too tight around the waist. Mm. How about if both of those are too small?
Yeah. Yeah. Just get you a big sack.
That's what I'm saying. I think my grandpa was ahead of the game the whole time. He just coveralls everything.
I can't do coveralls. I can't go. Then you've just completely given up. You got to still have a little bit of skin in the game.
Yeah, maybe so.
Sometimes when you go to coveralls, you are essentially telling the world, you're telegraphing to the world, I'm never getting laid again, and I've made my peace with it.
Because
nobody is going to bang. No, Kron, back me up on this. You're a chick. You get it. Yeah. No lady is ever going to bang a guy in coveralls.
But, no.
But if you did.
You've got to take one shoulder off. You can't get,
No. It's just one long zipper. You just
the other
all
issue
the way
with
down.
Coveralls is if you ever take have to go bit. Off speed in public somewhere, you got to do the whole, get them all the way down and pull them up between your legs and up.
So true.
Because I made that mistake while I was hunting one time when I was a kid, and that is not a fun ride home.
They need like a little flap, like in
the- Yeah, that's called a union suit. I got one of those at the house.
Yeah, see, here's the thing about the union suit. You still wear stuff over the union suit.
Yeah.
And frankly, the flap doesn't help me a whole lot. If I'm going to do flap, I need a flap that unbuttons back here and is Velcro. Folded all the way around to right here. And then, Rick, if Velcro on the the upper part of it where I could stick it to my chest and keep it out of the way, not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Nice little life hack that you could do. Union suit's not going to help me in regards to that because I got to have some space in the front.
I've never had suit issue like that.
I've never had a union suit. I just haven't bought one because I know that would be a problem.
They're real comfy when you're just around the house in your PJs.
That may be true.
Follow this design. You got the union suit, the full-on underwear, right? And it's got a flap. So it's in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And at the back, right at your tailbone, above your butt crack, is kind of the hinge. The strap is about this wide, about six inches, four or five inches
wide.
I
hate to call you out with your design flaw immediately, but the physics don't work there, my man. You can't go to the back. You don't want to go to the back because if it falls down somehow, then you're carrying a load.
No, you don't
you
want
basically
no,
it's just, attached he's basically, at the back. You have just created a tarp for like when you're raking leaves
tarp,
in the
but
fall.
But here's the listen to the rest of the tarp.
You got to go to the front to get it out of the way.
You do.
Go ahead. All right,
it's attached. It's attached at the back. It doesn't come apart. I mean, you could Velcro it, but it's just right at your tailbone, right? It goes all the way under, all the way under the doodads, around the front, up the gut, and attaches Velcro to your chest so you can pull it up.
Okay, that's what I was saying a minute ago, but you said hinge at the tailbone. And if you hinge at the tailbone, that means it's going to the back, which means you're going to be dragging a load behind
you stand up. That's where it disconnects
You just go right up here at your chest, and you drop it down, pull it up in the back.
It's a reverse diaper.
Boom. It's a big giant diaper.
Is. It's a reverse
and you
swaddle.
You can add Depends in there if you want to.
Grown
you can
up
add
swaddle.
Layers, all kinds of stuff. You can take that flap out and wash it. Walk around without
You're
it.
You're definitely
going
to need to do that.
You don't have to wash the whole thing. You can keep that on and just walk around
just
with it open.
Why is your junk hanging out? Come on, man. It's laundry day.
It's Thursday.
What I'm supposed to do.
Oh, God.
We but there's upsells there. You could just sell a couple of flaps for laundry day.
We
got to
bring
out
the coveralls and union suits back.
No,
that's
I'm telling
I'm
you,
at.
Coveralls, you're not getting laid. Look, imagine this, if you will. Lady is there waiting on you, and you walk in and go, okay, baby, you ready for this? And you reach right here, and you grab this zipper, and you go, yeah, baby. And you pull it down. Oh, no. It's just there's nothing attractive about that.
Zipper. Plus, that requires you.
Here's what I would
get
tell
out
you.
Of that, Ryan.
Rick's
Ryan,
removable.
There's another detail you're missing.
Rick's removable flap union suit. You could leave the suit on and just take the flap off and get busy.
And she can help. She can pull it off because it starts at your chest. She could go rip it, and then you just kind of reach your own back and slide it up. There you go. With the other suit you're talking about, the coveralls, there's another detail that you're missing. That requires you to take your boots off when you're having sex.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point.
To get the whole who wants to do that?
You ever see a porn where the woman's still wearing socks?
No.
What are you doing?
I'm not sure I would know, have noticed. But
oh, you would notice. Some big wool socks on. My feet get cold. Okay, that may be true, but you're ruining the fantasy.
My feet get cold.
No, I think we're on to something with that tearaway.
Yeah.
And you know what you could do? You could just sell replacement tearaways.
That's what I said. That's the upside.
So you get like three of those tearaways, and you could do laundry. You could have one in service and two in the wash, and you're still covered. Yeah. Or you could just wash all three and walk around with it hanging.
Right. There is an airing out that probably needs to happen. That's fine. On the weekend,
spring cleaning.
Don't need that. Yeah, you don't need that. Just let it flow while you're doing laundry on the weekends.
I'm calling.
But it's an upsell every month. It is a new Christmas decoration. We could sell them like
Do you
crazy.
Care if we all share the patent on this
idea? Yeah, let's copyright it right now.
Yeah. We've workshopped this
copyright.
Thing. Because I'm calling Duluth as soon as we go here and pitching this.
That's something Duluth would carry, too.
Did you see the commercial for their new underwear that don't have smell?
Get out of here.
They're called...
depends on who's wearing
You got to be very careful with this. They're called Funk No Underwear.
Okay.
Is the name of them.
Yeah.
No funk.
I would. Do you get a money back guarantee if there is a smell? Because I'd like to challenge that because I bought a dog bed at Orvis that was supposedly indestructible that lasted for about an hour.
Yeah.
It's true.
Brad's throwing a red flag in.
You
go in there,
you slap him on the table.
Yeah.
Boom. Take a whiff of these, boys.
Yeah.
Funk no money.
Smell it and refund it.
New pair right now.
Rick and Brad on Rock 100.5, The Cat.
If you've ever heard the term raconteur and you didn't know what it meant, basically it means a storyteller. It means a really good storyteller. Now, this is an old boy named Goose, and Goose took to social media to tell a story about what happened to him. Goose looks, I would say he works in the construction business.
Ding, ding.
He looks like a guy that works in the construction business. Kind of a thick fella with a beard. Just looks like a good old boy.
Mm-hmm.
And he proceeded to share this story with anyone that follows him on social media, and it is quite a gem.
Today on my lunch break, I stole another grown-ass man's Taco Bell order. Now, just hang on. Before you jump on your high horse, let me explain. I ordered 3 soft taco supremes from Taco Bell. Another gentleman ordered behind me and ordered 2 burrito supremes, 2 soft taco supremes, and a chicken quesadilla. Then the after waiting there 3 minutes for his order, he walks the outside. They start calling off his order over and over and over and over again. I was like, it, that's more food than I had. I was like, that's me. I took the food and I left. I'm not proud of this by any means, shape, or form, but I'm paying for it now. At this point in time in my life, God looked down and said, guess what, Craig? Diarrhea. I located 3 different porta-s on a construction site. One of them didn't have toilet paper. That's not your business. Drove to 2 gas stations, used the women's restroom in 1 gas station because the men's restroom was occupied and I was going to myself at that point in time. And it's not the comfortable diarrhea where, like, you just do it once and get it out and you're like, oh, that feels better. It's the sweaty, you do it once and you're going to do it 7 more times after this. You're going to pay for it. Karma's a
sweater. Yes.
What a year. I'm so glad he lived to tell that.
You're going
to
do it 7 more times.
7 more times.
Not
this
the
is sweaty diarrhea.
Kind of diarrhea is what killed me.
Yeah.
Because we all know what he's talking about.
Yep.
I also liked his rationalization of, hey, that's more food than I got. I'll leave the dude my stuff and I'll take his order and boogie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, sometimes you're in a time crunch and can't, you know.
Well, what are you going to do?
Got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
So I located 3 porta-johns.
Here's the one quibble I have with his story is he talked like God was punishing him for taking the other guy's food, and that's why he had diarrhea, and not the comfortable kind of diarrhea, and that he was paying for it. Dude, if you just got your order, you were still going to have diarrhea, so you might as well...
You just had more food.
I don't think the diarrhea started right after.
The diarrhea had nothing to do with the theft.
Yeah.
Correlation is not causation, my man.
Oh, just so you think that you just, the upshot is you got more food. The diarrhea was going to happen anyway.
The upshot is you got more food. The downside is you got more mud to blow as a result. Yeah.
And we've all been in that scenario where one bathroom's occupied.
Oh, it is the worst.
And you've just
I thought you were
going to
say where you're sweating.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that,
we've that's all been you are sweating, where you're sweating if the bathroom is occupied. And you're like, is this person ever going to get out of here?
Yeah.
Because if it gets to the point where you got to go in and you're going to do it in a public spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have a lot of options at that point. And if somebody's locked in there, and I envision that that person is in there like combing their hair.
No, they're sitting here on their phone.
Putting water on their face. It's like, hey, dude.
Scrolling.
There's about to be a problem out here.
They see me scrolling. Yeah, that's all they're doing is on their phone. And no, you'll bust down and just go, hey, are you wrapping it up in there? Are you kind of, you know.
How your brain automatically rolls through, like, is there a 5-gallon bucket nearby? Is there a trash can?
Yeah,
you go survival mode.
I go to that. You know how you're looking, if you've lost your keys and you're looking and you're like looking in the freezer and you're looking in places that there's no way your keys would ever even be. I go to that move of, am I certain that that door was locked and I just didn't do it wrong? And then I rattled the knob again. And that sort of serves a dual purpose in that I make sure that the door was not, like, I didn't just accidentally do the knob wrong.
Right.
And it gives them the, hey, you're about to have to walk through something out here.
Yeah.
If you don't hustle it along.
You're about to see a life experience.
You need to, like, you really do kick into, like, every option. Like, survivor music.
Yeah.
Survivor music starts playing in the background. And you just kick into, like, bucket.
I hate
construction site. Girls' bathroom.
So let me just say, once again, for the record, Craig, a.k.a. Goose, thank you so much for sharing that with us. And as Rick put it, surviving through to share that story with us. Thank you.
Rick and Brad on Rock 100.5, The Cat.
How many hours in an 8-hour day do you feel like the office worker is actually engaged in work?
2
hours or minutes?
Yeah, hours, anybody. Yeah, but mainly.
I would say 2. Hours. I think it's probably like stem to stern, 2 hours.
Yeah, I think that too.
A quarter of their day.
Yeah.
I'll go like, I'll double it and say 4.
Cron,
I'll
you
say
gotta guess?
3.
Oh, split in the middle. Look at you.
Oh, I see. 4 hours and 12 minutes actively working. I don't believe that. I think Brad and I are closer to real.
I got a theory with the 4, though. Is you're working from the time you get there until lunch. After lunch, you're just cruising until it's time to go home.
Have you seen, I mean, realize it's been over a year since they've been here, but have you seen some of these chuckleheads? You think they're working from the time they get here until lunchtime?
No.
Do you think, do you think is actually
ever
putting in a full 4?
No.
Here's what they do. Top 5 distractions: surfing the internet, social media, texting, bathroom breaks, and socializing with coworkers, which, by the way, you can all do in one sitting.
Yep.
You can do your social media, you're on the interwebs.
Yep. We've got some guys in the bathroom that will socialize with you, and they're on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Here's I know that for a fact, because their phone's on the
floor. Here's some other stuff that you could also do. I think you could do all this in the stall. Snack breaks, coffee breaks, reading and drawing, watching TV. You could do that on your phone. Phone calls, definitely. And I guess child care is the only one that's not, that you can't really do when you're on the toilet. The rest of that you could all do right there on that seat.
My grandpa always recommended going to the bathroom on company time.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to poop on your own time.
No.
That's my time.
That's free time.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
I mean, if you think about it, you're getting paid to poo if you do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just time it out.
That's why minimum wage needs to go up.
Yeah, I'm calling BS on the 4 hours. That is... I've watched some of these people in our office. I've watched myself. Yeah. I'll admit to it.
Right. Same. We work 4 hours.
We work 4 hours, and we're not putting a full 4 in.
Right.
So, you know, listen.
But if we do, that's it. We should be I mean, I'm going to tell my old lady, man, I'm done for the day.
Yeah, you don't
4 hours. That's average. That's above average.
That's right.
Per capita. Per se, per capita. So, yeah, 4 hours and 12 minutes.
But here's the thing about that, too, is that's the average.
Oh, yeah.
So there's some people probably working six, and there's other people that are like, 70 minutes.
Those overachievers.
They say it's because there's a lull in what they actually do, the task. They're waiting on a coworker to finish something. They're not motivated. They're distracted by personal situations.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever
you say.
Not ideal. Yeah. It's blah, blah, blah. That's great. Makes you want to own a business, doesn't it? And hire people.
Sure. Exactly.
Rick and Brad on Rock 100.5, The Cat.
Here's something I didn't know, and I bet a lot of you didn't know either. I don't know where this even came from. If you have or you see a person wearing a swimsuit that has pineapples on it,
yeah,
do you know this?
I do not.
Because of TikTok, I know this. I think I know where you're going.
Cron, you don't know where
is he going?
I have no clue.
I've never heard of it. What is it?
It's a swingers thing.
Yeah, supposedly that's a signal that you're a swinger and that you want to hook up. Or well, not that you want to hook up with someone specifically, but that you're open to the idea of swinging.
That you're approachable, I guess.
As in to good swing. To
so is that, does that, wait, does that count shirts with pineapples too?
Well, see, on TikTok I saw a thing that was specifically upside down pineapples. But that could be wrong.
This just said that a woman on TikTok bought a bikini with little pineapple designs. She also got pineapple swim trunks for her husband. Because she thought it would be cute for them to match on vacation. Ugh. And they didn't understand why people were being so nice to them at the resort that they went to. And then she found out that pineapples on your swimsuit means that you're a swinger and that you potentially are interested in hooking up. It also applies to shirts, pants, and any other clothing with pineapple designs, especially if you're on a vacation or on a cruise.
But if you're a swinger, why not adopt something a little more unique than pineapple for,
like what?
I don't know.
Like what?
Like make your
wieners?
Own flag. I don't
hot
know.
Hot dogs, weenies.
How easy is it going to be to find something? It kind of makes sense that they would choose a pineapple because that's something that you could go out and find clothes with pineapples on.
Yeah, maybe.
But
so.
Do us a favor and let the rest of us know, would you?
So we don't accidentally walk into that situation.
Because Brad, you've
well,
got
I mean,
like
if
a whole
they got
beach
some free
suit.
Drinks out of the deal on vacation. Didn't have to do anything they didn't want to do.
Lauren,
maybe
that's
it's not
such
that
a
bad.
Perfect response for you, Lauren Cron. Free drinks, I guess. And Brad, with your beach suit, with your cabana suit,
my
with
cabana
the pineapples
wear.
All over it. Yeah, you're going to be, you know, the cruise wear, all that stuff you
well,
want
I found
every time you go skin diving.
Thinking when I read this story, like, do I have anything with pineapples on it? And I don't think that I.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Yeah, dude. I don't think so.
But that would explain why people are being really nice to you. No, after you. After you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's your name?
So the one you saw said it was specifically upside down pineapples?
Yeah, but I don't know. That clearly that's not right. Maybe it was just this person's interpretation of that on TikTok. They said it was upside down pineapples.
Listen, if there's going to be these unwritten rules,
yeah.
We all need to know about them.
Right. Write the rules. No unwritten rules. Just tell us all about them.
Because you never know. Somebody's at the store and like, oh, I like those shorts with the pineapples on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if I'm standing in front of the rack at Ross and there's a bunch of pineapple Hawaiian shirts sitting there for $3, $4, $5?
Yeah.
I need to know not to get that.
The swingers need to get to Ross.
This is also a lesson for not trying to pick out matching swimwear for you and your husband.
Yeah, that was mistake number one, I think.
So
yeah.
Trying to twinsy with the husband.
Yeah, don't do that.
God, I feel so sorry when I go on a trip. I see it all the time when I go on a trip. Ryan, this seems like something that Amy would do.
Okay.
I see people going on vacation and they all have matching shirts on, t-shirts on.
I saw that in Vegas recently.
Oof.
It was a bad move.
Oh, I feel so. And the guys inevitably look just miserable. They look just beaten down by life.
Yeah. a guy surrounded with kids all wearing the same damn
shirt.
They've
all got the same lime green t-shirt on.
Or the worst one. It's a family reunion, and they do the matching family reunion shirts.
I hate it.
I saw a few groups like that in Vegas when we were out there a few weeks ago.
They were having family reunions in Vegas?
Yeah, I'm like, what are y'all doing?
Yeah.
And do we need t-shirts saying it's a family reunion? Like,
we're all kin to each other.
We're all part of this.
It's not even like we're at camp and we don't know each other. We're all related.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can wear those home and say, yeah, look what I went to.
Yeah, but in the group, you need to look around at each other and go, is this really where we're at?
No, this is not where you want to be.
Uh-uh.
Oh, yeah. Vegas, that's my one time I get to go with the big, tall, swirly swirls. And yeah.
Vegas is where you need to be wearing your pineapples.
Yeah.
Yeah, the group shirts.
You don't have to there.
Idea.
I think you can just be more forward. Yeah.
Now, if you wear matching t-shirts at the family reunion with pineapples on them, what's the message mm-hmm. there?
You're in Arkansas.
Incest.
Okay, yeah, very good. West Virginia. Right. There you go.
Rick and Brad on Rock 100.5, The Cat.
I'm curious for one specific member of the room to share in this story. I think you'll know who it is when I tell you. There was a conversation on Reddit of things that people thought were completely normal that they did when they were kids, that as an adult they realize, oh my God, I can't believe I didn't kill myself doing that.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a cold child.
That's pretty much everything you did as a kid, Ryan.
Yeah,
absolutely.
My brother and I sit around and talk about this stuff on occasions. Like, can you believe we either A, got away with this, or B, are still alive to talk about this
or have both eyes or whatever?
Yeah,
pellet gun wars high on my list.
BB, mine too. Ours is BB guns. But
Roman candle / firecracker fights,
slingshots.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just stupid stuff that as a kid you're like, no man, let's do it.
No,
that'll be fun. And then you're like, what was I doing?
All sorts of four-wheeler motorcycle dirt
well,
bike.
First off, you little rednecks should have never had your own four-wheeler. Or worse than that. Now, you're probably too young for this, but I'll go you one worse than that.
Three-wheelers. Yeah, we did.
How the hell were those things ever even a thing?
I know. I had one. My brother never did.
Let's and then they got rid of mine. 1,000-pound piece helmet? Of machinery and put it on three flat tires.
Right.
And the only helmet, way you can Ryan? Turn it is to lay it over on its side.
Yeah. The only time I had a helmet, Rick, was when I got a dirt bike. That was when I got a helmet.
But still no shirt, probably.
Oh, yeah. Kidding me?
Just hot footing it.
Just
no shirt.
Cut off jean shorts.
Jorts. Yeah.
Flip-flops. Oh, yeah. Real safe.
Safety first. Yeah. Safety first.
Yeah. Do you have any, Rick?
Oh, my God. Mine's just the same as yours. I mean, pellet gun, BB gun wars, of course. And I don't know how one stray didn't either just hit somebody in the eye or ricochet in the eye or something somewhere. The worst damage I got was a pellet in my forearm.
Oh, that could cause a nasty infection.
Sure, it's infection.
There were times on the weekends out of school, like we would sort of just leave off taking dirt roads places in Southwest Oklahoma and wind up miles and miles away.
Yeah.
Just you and your brother?
No, no gas.
No, just me and my brother, some other kids around town, just off taking irrigation ditch roads wherever they went. One time we looked up and we were in Mangum. We had to figure out how to get gas and get back home.
Wow.
That was like 20 miles away.
Damn near killed him.
Yeah.
You're talking about on your four-wheelers?
Yeah, all the ATVs, go-karts, four-wheelers, all that stuff.
Just like a Mad Max gang of redneck
just a
kids.
Gang of misfit country kids.
Wow, there you go.
Misfit and a cloud country of smoke kids, coming down the dirt
hey,
roads.
I would watch that show. Misfit Country Kids? Are you kidding me?
It would be like Sandlot, only with like redneck.
Redneck kids with four-wheelers
rural.
And pellet guns.
Yeah.
And
just out there solving problems.
Ditch porn.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys.
Yep. Ditch porn.
About right.
My first porn was
most of them
porn,
are stuck together.
Man.
Here's a good one.
No,
one,
this
though.
Is a good one. It's a great water didn't damage this one.
This page right here. Tear that corner out. Keep that.
Oh, my God.
Dibs.
You know what's funny about that? And we haven't had him on since because we had him scheduled once and something happened. But Mark Maron does a bit about that. And it's funny to me that here's this guy, not pretty close in age, but completely different upbringings, right? He's a Jewish guy from New York, New Jersey. I'm a redneck kid from Southeast Oklahoma. And yet, the thing we share in common is ditch porn.
Yeah. How else as a 13-year-old, are you going to get it? There's no other way to get it. Unless you find it.
Unless you have an older brother.
Stumble. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or a cool uncle.
Or a dad that just doesn't give up. That was my situation.
Oh, yeah. Or a dad with a major stash that you can find.
Yeah.
You could go right. Indiana Jones that bad boy out.
I mean, if you found it, I wonder if Mama found it. You know, if you were able
some
to
of it might have been
kid.
Mama's. Well, Ryan didn't have Mama. So
yeah, it was stepmom, and she gave less of a than my dad did. So it was a great situation.
Catching and playing with spiders also was mentioned. Jumping off the roofs and lofts of sheds and barns.
Yeah,
putting a car in neutral in a parking lot.
We set the trampoline next to the house. Jump off the roof onto the trampoline into the above ground pool.
Yeah, broke ankles. Yeah,
climbing more than 12 feet up a tree.
Yeah,
walking out on a frozen grapevine pond. Yeah, we smoked grapevine.
I never did.
Set the whole back field on fire. The trucks, fire trucks came and everything.
But I did smoke some grapevine in my day.
It got away from me, man. That wind started blowing and went through all those dead weeds and grass. I'm like, oh no!
Did they know that was you guys at the time, or did you guys have?
We were
an
standing
excuse?
There with black soot
they
all
were
over.
Standing there with yellow fingers.
Sleeve was burned off. And,
Can't you just picture 10-year-old Rick, piece of grapevine smoldering, hanging off his lip, mouth agape in disbelief?
I don't know what happened.
What did we do?
There was four or five of us, all of them pointing fingers at the other three or four.
Now, did each, because this is an interesting question about the grapevine. Did each have their own stub of grapevine, or were you guys passing it like a J back and forth?
No, there was so plentiful.
No, I know that there was plentiful, but part of the bonding would be sort of, you know, sharing it with each other. Puff, puff, pass.
No, I wasn't. Ew, I'm going to eat after something, smoke after someone. Ew. As if. No, there was plenty. We got our own. We were selfish, actually.
Well, somebody was watching out for all of yous.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be here.
How I made it past like 14, I'll never
know. It's a miracle of miracles, my man.
I'll never know.
Rick and Brad on Rock 100.5, The Cat.
So I was reading this story yesterday about the pandemic and people losing friends during the pandemic. Now, I'm not talking about like social media friends. I'm talking about actual people that you have an in-person relationship with. Have you unfriended anybody through the course of the pandemic?
No. I don't think so, anyway. I don't pay much attention to, like, stuff. Are you talking about on Facebook or whatever?
No, I'm talking about in general.
Oh, in general. No, I don't have that many friends, so I just, you know, the two or three that I have.
I have gotten off of the social media. I've been on Facebook in, I don't know when, and my life is so much better because of it. I am, like, so much less stressed. But I would, when I was regularly on social media, would just unfollow people. Because, you know, you don't have to dump somebody as a friend to not see their spiel. Yeah. And so I would just go through and go, click unfollow, and then I don't have to see whatever they're yammering on about. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you, there are some people that I quit hanging out with during the course of the pandemic. Not that I'm not friends with them anymore, but I don't want to hang out with them just because I think they're a little fast and loose with what they're doing. And I'm not real comfortable with it.
Wow.
Kron?
Yeah, there's no one that I would say I've unfriended. There's friends that I have not seen as much. I've only seen a handful of friends since the beginning of the pandemic. But as far as like permanently axing them from my life, I have not done that. But I have unfollowed people for sure on social media.
Has there been anybody that has come out and been so vocally either pro or anti-vax and you disagree with or uncomfortable with their opinion that you were surprised by?
Not necessarily that I was surprised by, but maybe the level of conviction that they had about it.
It seems seems to me that you typically have an idea that the person could go that way, whether you've seen it or not.
Yeah, but it hasn't come up until something like this happens. And
I'll tell
you
this. I've had a couple of people, people always complain about it, but I'll say it. I'm vaccinated and believe in the vaccine and support it. I've been surprised by a couple of people that I've talked to that are like very opposed to the vaccine, and I don't fully understand why.
I don't either. I don't get it either. I keep going back to the, well, I mean, when we were kids, we had to get stuff and inoculations or vaccines before we went to school. And now that this is, I guess, CDC stamped,
What's the? I don't see the difference. I mean, just get it.
And don't tell me what to do, Rick Walker.
I'm not.
Don't tell me what to do.
Why is that other stuff though? I don't get. You know, I mean, I'm open to hearing why that is. I just don't know. You know, why that's like that's not a thing, but this is. I don't get it. It's a little political feeling to me, but I don't know.
I don't think I've had any friends, people that I know well, that I've been shocked by. Of course, now the world is such that I don't get that shocked by anything. I'm like, yeah, mm-hmm. I never saw that coming, but okay, I'm not. I'll be surprised, but not shocked, if that makes sense. Most of the people that I know that have been so vocal in opposition to it or made it or been so politically motivated by it were pretty political in that way before. And so I'm not completely. I'm more surprised in a macro sense of how did this become a political conversation than I am that, oh, yeah, well, that guy, of mm-hmm. course, he's going to hold that opinion because he's always been on that side of the fence politically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm think that, like, with vaccines. Like, there's never been a reason for me to, like, get a lot of my friends' viewpoints on vaccines. It's never come up. There's never been a virus before that we've had to have that conversation. It hasn't been a current event that brings up the topic. So I think maybe there's been a little bit of surprise in, like, how much they do or don't believe in the vaccine, but that's kind of normal because we're in the middle of a pandemic.
The thing that I have seen is how little I know politically about most of my friends, I think I would say. Maybe not most, but a lot of my friends. Like that's not something that is in the realm of our relationship. It's I guess the ultimate thing is it's not the primary motivating factor in my life in general. And so I have lots of relationships that, like, I don't know and don't care what that person's politics is.
Yeah, words just never come up before.
Quite frankly, right. In some instances, I don't want to know because if we keep that out of the relationship, then everybody's happier for it. And I think that's mm-hmm. something that we've done as a society is everything's become so much more political or more outspoken politically that now that becomes a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's an interesting point because I've never pinpointed it like that to where it's not the big factor in my life, the political part of stuff. That's a good point. And so I'm not as adamant and like fired up about stuff as some are. I have just other stuff that I like to do.
Well, in case you're wondering, about 1 in 7 people said that they have unfriended. And again, unfriended meaning really stopped being friends with someone or ended a relationship. With someone in their real life because of the pandemic in some form or fashion, which I think is sort of interesting. Yeah. It's become this big dividing line between us.
Kind of a lower number than I thought, though.
Really?
1 in 7.
Yeah. I probably would have guessed 10.
If you would have said 5 out of 7, I would have been really shocked. But 1 out of 7, that's not too bad.
I would have guessed 10 to 20%. So, I think that's 14% if I remember. I put the story away now.
I would guess about like that.
Yeah.
10, 14.
Rick and Brad on Rock 100.5, The Cat.
Ryan found this on TikTok the other day, and I really appreciate this guy's gumption. This could easily, with just a slight bit of abuse, turn into the new asking a celebrity to the prom.
Yeah.
But I appreciate this old boy, and he is an old boy. I appreciate this old boy's pitch. This is from TikTok.
What's my favorite brand overall? Key overalls are the only overalls I wear. They're the best, in my opinion. I got married in them. I'll be buried in them. If you see me wearing anything but overalls, there's either a wedding cake or a casket involved most of the time. I think I own one pair of blue jeans, and that's it. Anywhere I go, restaurants, nightclubs, bars, driving ranges, golf courses, the beach, the lake, I'm wearing overalls. It's my signature. A lot of people don't know my name around home, but they know it when they say, hey, you know that old Brinkley boy? People say, nah. They say, yeah, you know him. He's that big old boy always wearing overalls, grinning. Then they say, yeah, I know who he is. So if any of y'all work for the Key Company, and could hook me up with a sponsorship for overalls, that'd be awesome, because I'm a walking, talking billboard for y'all.
I never noticed those edits being so rough in TikTok.
Yeah, it's because they'll start and stop the
No, I know what they're doing. I'm just saying, when you watch it on TikTok, it's not so harsh.
Yeah, no, just the audio.
Hey, you know that old boy, that Brinkley boy?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do, big old boy, always wearing overalls, grinning. Oh yeah, I know that fella.
Yeah, I know him.
We all know that guy.
We all know that guy. All of us.
And it doesn't even have to be overalls. It could be whatever the clothing item is. Sure. We all know that guy.
How do you not, if you're Key Overalls, send that old boy a couple of pairs? Now, I don't know about going into a full-blown sponsorship, but send him a couple of pairs of overalls.
He'd be happy with a couple of pairs.
I don't even know. I'm going to have to look this up. Where do you even... I've never even heard of Key brand. Now, granted, I've got like one pair of overalls. I don't know a whole lot about overalls.
Well, this could be a whole... Maybe this is them presenting themselves to the world through this guy as a, you know,
Key
could be one of those tricky marketing drips.
Oh, they got them all over the place. Oh, they sell them at Dillard's. That's high end now.
Oh,
at certain Walmart locations.
Walmart, Target, Dillard's, Jelco.
Man, when I was little, you could only get those at like Tractor Supply.
Well, it looks
maybe
like Tractor
Atwood's.
Supply don't sell them now, my man.
They went to Atwood's Oshkosh or what?
Just so you know. I mean, Harbor I don't Freight. Know about an old boy wearing Key overalls that he bought at Dillard's.
God, overalls are a great invention. They're that just not a great look.
Old ass whooped where I come from. Where'd you get them overalls? Them nice. Oh, we got Dillard's.
You sponsored, are you? Okay.
What'd you rent them?
That old boy sold out.
I mean, they're just incredibly practical clothes. They just look terrible.
Hey, listen.
I love how the guy has got
If you're
deal.
That grinning Brinkley boy and you make it part of your deal, then that's your deal. You just go with it. I like it.
I love it. He's probably all a little sharper than we give him credit for. He's probably like, now, on the residual deal, is that a six-month recurring or is it in perpetuity?
Hey, now, what about the online stuff? Now, I'm on TikTok, so every time it gets viewed, do I get a nickel?
Yeah. What's the attribution? How will you attribute that from my Facebook versus my TikToks?
When does my diminishing residual kick in? At how many views and at what point does it start to diminish?
The motto,
do not come at me with in perpetuity because I will not do a deal like that. I'm telling you all now.
The green label on Key overalls reads Key Imperial in quotations, aristocrat of overalls.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, that's nice.
Real nice.
You get your arista ass whooped. Where he knows where I come from.
You think he cuts them off to like jort overalls when it's summertime or when he's headed to the lake?
No, I'm guessing that old boy does not. Now, if he was going swimming, he might have some swimming overalls.
Yeah.
But short of that, no, he's not running around in just some short pant overalls.
Swimming overalls.
Unless he gets a sponsorship deal, he'll cut them into some swim overalls.
Are the complete opposite of what we saw at the Olympics
those
folks wearing.
Well, this could very easily, with just a little bit of abuse, turn into the new invite a celebrity to the prom with you thing. But I like this old boy being on the front end of it.
I do too.
And indeed, I emphasize the old boy portion of it.
Yeah. There's a whole thing here, like Cameo. There's got to be something we could do where we put these guys with brands together, you know? Some kind of a middle thing.
Well, if that's the case, then
Duluth,
let's talk.
Yeah.
Call my people.
This guy in this video, you can also tell he's an old boy because he's either 26 or 47.
You have no idea. There's no way to know.
No way to know.
I know so many people like that in my life. Yeah. Like, you have no idea.
No clue how old they are.
Wow.
So, Key overalls. Who knew? But that's the aristocrat of overalls we've discovered in the last couple of minutes.
What's that old boy's name?
Or the Brinkley boy.
Brinkley boy.
Brinkley.
Yeah.
Rick and Brad on Rock 100.5, The Cat.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.